We're talking again with Ross Rogers, head coach of the Bryan Vikings. The Bridgeland Bears come into town for this game, first ever meeting between the Vikings and Bridgeland, who's playing their first varsity season this year. Coach, let's go back to last week, though, the Langham Creek game. You played much better, probably, I think, than that 28-14 loss sounded.
Unbelievable effort. I thought our kids gave great effort. I thought our defense was outstanding again. Offensively, you've got 21 first downs, but only 14 points. The turnovers just killed us. But we didn't give up. When we got down 28-7, we scored again and had two more opportunities to score. And our kids played their hearts out, and we played against a very athletic and supposedly, wait and see. They could win out the rest of these games, and certainly they plan on being a playoff team. So, yeah, it was a tough and very frustrating loss driving home, knowing that we physically, I think we outplayed them and gave them the game.
All right, I do want to talk about what your defense did against Chris Herron, which I was very impressed with that. But I want to get on the offensive side first. You talked about how well you move the ball. It really has been a matter of the turnovers have been the problem. You're getting to the point that this offense is beginning to get the ball downfield.
Yeah, we feel good about what we're doing. Kerry came back and he was 100% and really showed it. Those first two or three drives, we went down the field. And one, we threw an interception. It was a great break by their free safety, but it was a little low. And then went back the other time and did. And I forget what we, I guess, lost it on downs. And then after they scored off our fumbled snap on a punt at the two, we took it 80 yards and scored. So I think we're close. I'm excited about what I'm seeing at practice. I think our offensive line is becoming more cohesive. If we can just be a little more disciplined, more accountable, and we're trying to grind this thing out, all we can practice, we've been really tough on the team. And I feel like if we're going to finish this season up like we want to, we got to get to do all the little things better. And we're getting there.
Did speak volumes, though, about the competitive part of this team when they get almost a gift touchdown. They run in from a yard, and then you come back and drive it 83 yards. And that's a really impressive drive right after that.
Yeah, it's one we'd like to have over and over and over again, but I'll take some gifts if we get some, but right now we're having to earn it all. So maybe some of those gifts are coming for us, but if not, I think our offense has just got – we got – and, in turn, it makes our defense fresher when they get out there because, like I said – I was talking the amount of snaps they had. I think we had right at 75 snaps. I think defense had 52. So, that's the way we like to see it and keep it that way.
Yeah, that'd be the way you would want to work it. Defensively, we talked about Chris Herron. We talked about him last week. That quarterback is just an outstanding player. And you did a good job. I mean, he had some plays here and there, but I think generally just shutting down their offense. You got the number one defensive team in the district right now. You're playing really solidly on that side of the ball.
Yeah. We'll wait and see if we can play it that way a couple more weeks, and then we'll start challenging them to be the best ever in Bryan. But it's been a good start. And when you played four ball games and the four totals don't add up to 1,000 yards in this day and time, that's something special. Coach Page, Coach Rice, Coach Woodward, Coach Ruiz, and Coach Gallego, I just can't say enough about the game plans they're putting together. And yeah, we've got a little more talent we've had over there as a group, but we're in good places and they're coaching real well.
When you lose a couple of games like that where you were in the thick of it, it can work on you a little bit mentally. Is that why you go out here and make it a really tough week coming into this game, third district game?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, that's what I told the coaches on Sunday or maybe Saturday when we got back together. I said, we're going to get on them. We're going to stay on them. We've got enough in our arsenal to be a team that nobody wants to play. And I think the two teams that beat us and Tomball Memorial beat us without Kerry, they don't want to play us again.
The Bridgeland Bears are the opponents for the Bryan Vikings. Vikings will be at home again at Merrill Green Stadium. We're talking again with Ross Rogers. Coach, when you start talking about this team, they're playing their first varsity season, but they played a pretty complete JV schedule last year, so it's not like these guys are totally new to this. Got a really good quarterback in Finn Nicholson. He's passed for over 1,200 yards and thrown 12 touchdowns already.
Yeah, he and his receiver, Dylan Goffney, I think they grew up together from what we've seen in the media down there, and he's going to get the ball to him. The quarterback's – he's a good little ball player. He knows where to put the ball and how to throw the deep ball as well as the crossing routes. And it's a good passing attack. And, of course, you know, David Raphael's going to have a good offense. He always has. And not to say they don't play defense at times, but they're going to be able to throw the ball around. You know, I remember I was watching practice one year when I was just selling helmets to them those 5 years I was off. And they were running the ball, doing something. He started hollering, "Boring, boring." So, you know, he wants the ball flying around and then run when he can. So, I know that people have not run on us well, so you can expect him to come in with a lot of different passing gadgets we're going to see this week.
All right, when you've had a passing team, and last week you had kind of a combo passing and running team, particularly with the quarterback that you were dealing with, but you had a passing team that came in here that opening week of the season. Pretty good combo with Tom Ball Memorial too, but you got pressure on him, and I assume that's the approach here.
Yeah, you know, defense is the interruption of execution. And, you know, if you allow receivers to run a good post route or a corner route and don't disrupt it, then they're going to be able to complete it. So through your pass rush, which we've had a good pass rush and we've got a good defensive front, and our secondary, we've got to get after folks, and we'll continue to do that.
Offensive side of the ball, it's just hanging on to the football, or do you need long possession drives, or do you need something big to happen like you had a couple of plays last week?
Yeah, you know, as soon as you say you want to do one, you do the other. So I don't know. I'll take any way we can get it. I know that we're capable of so much more. We had problems starting the year, and with the offensive line was probably a little not where we exactly wanted to be, and we've gotten better there. I thought that we played really good against Tom Ball Memorial, and I thought we played pretty good the other night up front. So if you're up front, people are playing, I think then you got a chance for the rest of your skill guys, because we got some skill guys that can do some things. Matt Marino is a heck of a little player, and he only got a couple plays at quarterback the other night, or maybe one, but there'll be times you'll see him in and out at quarterback. We call a switch, and you know, Kerry might be out at receiver, and he may throw it to Kerry. So I like what we've got going. I think that Jeremiah Manley at tailback can give us some big plays. Jay Tyler really came over from linebacker and helped us last week, and Christian Richardson had some big plays. So, you know, we got three or four tailbacks even when Joe's been hurt. So I'm excited about what we can do with the ball. We just got to finally put it together.
You got some key games coming up here. These are games it seems like you're going to have to win if you're going to be in the thick of this race. But you've proven, I think, in these first 2 weeks, you're in this race. You're not overwhelmed by the move to 6A.
No, other than we're 1-3, you know, and 0-2 in district. Felt like we played two good teams, but we've got to, you know, we got to put that behind us. We've got to win and win each week, and just wait and see what happens week 10.
Well, it will be the Bridgeland Bears coming to town. They will take on the Bryan Vikings tonight. It's here at Merrill Green Stadium. We'll have the kickoff of that coming up next.